I'm your host, Jeremy, and welcome to Know This Trivia.
Know this? Know this. Know this.
You're listening to Know This Trivia, the podcast where two best friends talk about random trivia by asking random questions and having a randomly great time.
Woo!
What you doing, Clint? You're answering questions. You're a contestant for today. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks. I can't name a game show host right now. Who's the game show host?
Pat Sajak, Alex Trebek. Well, he's dead, but you know. Those are the two main. Oh, who's that? Who's the black guy who does Family Feud?
Steve.
Well, Clint, today we're going to continue with our summer theme on blockbuster movies.
Oh.
All right, we did Fast and Furious. We did Dwayne The Rock Johnson. We did Scarlett Johansson. And this time, we're doing another movie. Well, technically, it's a whole movie category. We are doing it in honor of the movie that's coming out in July 30th.
You know what that is? Mission Impossible 4. Five.
No, it's not.
Seven?
What? I was like, they already had six. Why are you going backwards?
Yeah, seven, my bad.
All right, we are doing Jungle Cruise.
Oh,
so technically we're not doing Jungle Cruise the movie by itself. We're doing what Jungle Cruise is kind of based on. And the idea is that it's based on Disneyland attractions.
Ooh.
Jungle Cruise is one of the few movies that started off as a theme park attraction and then turned into a movie. Most of the time, it's usually the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
They usually bring in like the Marvel and they just did the Avengers campus. You know, they
Cars
usually go
Land.
Back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now it's the other way around.
Yeah,
we used to have an attraction. We had a ride. And then now we have a movie.
We still have that ride. It's not in the past.
I mean, did you ever go on the ride?
Yeah, I like the funny jokes that they make most of the time.
It was like a relaxing ride, but it's not worth the wait, though. You know, like so many people go on the Jungle Cruise ride and it's like, if it's more than a 30-minute wait, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, no.
So, Clint, speaking of attractions and movies that came from attractions, can you name any other movie attractions?
Well, I learned this a couple episodes back. I don't know if we included it, but I learned about Pirates of the Caribbean and I thought it was the other way around. So
I couldn't believe that, Clint.
I still can't get over it.
It's some of the biggest things where they started at Pirates of the Caribbean in the boat ride. And then now they brought it into a movie and they created like a crazy franchise. Like, how could you not know that? That's like the biggest thing about it.
I thought it could be the opposite, but no. Yeah, that's all I can think of. What else? Fantasyland. Tomorrowland. I know there's a movie.
So there were actually seven movies so far that I know of that were based on a Disneyland ride. Yeah, so there's a lot. And we're going to focus specifically on Disneyland. So we're not going to talk about like California Adventure or Disney World or any other type of theme park. We're going to focus on Disneyland.
There's seven park. From Disneyland?
Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking all about these movies. Okay. Now, as always, it's just going to be five questions today, and they're going to be a little bit shorter questions, but let's see how much you might know.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm ready.
You already got a few. I didn't think you were going to know Tomorrowland. Honestly, I was going to be like, I don't think Clint knows any of these. All right. So there's some that I forgot that were actually movies, but there are also some that I have never heard of. So this might be a little tricky.
Okay. That'll be fun. Well, let's bring out our guest, Mickey Mouse. I'm kidding.
Hello, Clint.
Okay, no.
Anyways, let's get back to Disneyland. Before I actually go to the first question, I want to see how much of Disneyland theme park sections you actually know. Because the first question is going to base to that.
Please.
And I know you were from SoCal, all right? So you've been to Disneyland a decent amount of times.
And so, I may have the map open on my phone.
Hey. All right. I have the map open. So the people who are listening, you can follow along. Bring up the map. See how many you actually know. All right. I'm going to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's about 8, maybe 9 if you include the main entrance.
Well, damn.
There's about 9 sections. All right. I only thought of like 5 when I was counting them myself.
Yeah.
So, Clint.
Okay.
How many can you name?
All right. Let's do this. There's Fantasyland, Tomorrowland.
Right. 2.
Adventureland.
3.
Toontown.
4.
Star Wars Land. Mm-hmm. Are you including 5. That? Okay.
Yeah, I'm including that. Oh, you have 5 so far.
Holy crap.
All right. Swamp I'll land? Give you a little hint. What would you say?
I said swampland. Is that
I mean, kind of. There's the one that's a bunch of water rides.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I can't think of it. Mark Twain.
There is a ride that's called that. But
Riverland.
It's Critter Country.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That one.
I've actually barely ever go there because almost every time I go to Disneyland, there's always a ride that's shut down in Critter Country. And I'm like, I might as well just go to somewhere else.
No, all the good Pirates is there. You gotta go to Pirates, isn't it? No, that's an adventure.
Pirates of the Caribbean is in a different place that you haven't named yet. It's named after a place in the US.
Oh,
in the East.
Philadelphia.
Nope.
Boston. New York. Whatever.
Close. Not really.
Newark. New Jersey. New Massachusetts. Huh?
Nope.
I don't know.
New Orleans Square.
Oh, there you go. That's where Pirates of the Caribbean is. Okay.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. And then one is like a Wild West theme. Do you know that one?
Yeehaw.
Blank Land. You know,
it's
wild, not west, but it's the
Newfoundland.
No, it's Frontierland.
Oh, okay, dang. Okay, I should have known Frontierland. I go there. Mm-hmm.
And then the last one that you haven't gone is the entrance. It's the main area
where
all the American stuff is. No, it's called
the entrance.
Main
Street.
Yep, it's called Main Street USA.
Yeah.
So those are the nine. I'm not going to repeat them because that's a lot of things to repeat.
Let's do it.
All right, so like I said, there are seven movies that were based on a Disneyland ride. Uh-huh. So I'm going to give you the part of Disneyland that this movie was based off of.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you like the place. For example, you said all these different parts of Disneyland. I will be saying that part. And you have to tell me what the movie was. All right.
Okay.
Because the movie usually is pretty much almost, if not exactly, the same name as the ride.
Okay.
So your goal is to tell me the movie's origin, which is the ride that's in this sector.
Okay.
For example, if I say Adventureland.
Tron.
Are you kidding me, man? So I'm going to start it off with someone. The first two should be pretty easy. Okay. Uh-huh. I'm going to say Adventureland.
Jungle Cruise.
You would say Jungle Cruise. Exactly. Good job, Clint.
I was going to be like, Indiana Jones? What?
All right. So let's continue. We got three more places to talk about. Okay. All right. We're going to talk about our second one, Tomorrowland.
Tomorrowland. What's the movie?
All right. You got one. There's another one, though. This one's a little bit harder.
Tomorrowland?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dumbo. Oh, wait. No. Dumbo's in Fantasyland. That doesn't make sense.
So I will tell you that this ride or this attraction is no longer in Tomorrowland. Well, so it's no longer an attraction anymore. But it used to be a pretty big one.
Toy Story Blasters.
I mean, okay, come on. You know that Toy Story is not based off of
the
ride.
I don't know. If I don't even know when did the ride get removed? Because I probably would have never seen it.
A long time ago.
Oh,
I
feel
like we might have. No, but it's like, if you were young, you might have seen it. I don't know. Okay, I'm going to just let you know this one. Okay, it's based off of a mission to
Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the ride or that's the movie?
Both.
Oh, nope, never heard of it.
Let's go to our third sector.
Okay.
This is New Orleans Square.
Uh-huh. Pirates of the Caribbean. Here we go.
All right, you got one. Technically, you got like five because Pirates of the Caribbean is a whole entire franchise.
They're making new ones, y'all. Mm-hmm.
But this one, you will definitely know this movie. All right?
I do.
New Orleans Square. There's one that's a pretty big movie that came out there.
Like, it's an old movie or recent?
It's an old movie, but the ride is still there.
Oh, what ride? The boat ride.
The big boat. And there's there's only three attractions in New Orleans Square right now.
Yeah.
So one is Pirates of the Caribbean, one is the Disneyland Railroad, and the third one is this place. Is this
the
movie.
Big boat? No.
No, it's not the big boat.
Honey, wait, is Winnie the Pooh in?
All right. No, I'm gonna let you know. Winnie the Pooh is not based off of a ride. Okay. I'm gonna shut you out right now. It's not based off a ride.
What else is there?
All right, you need a hint? All right.
Yeah, sure.
Eddie Murphy was a star of this movie.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yes. Have you not been to the Dr. Doolittle ride where there's just animals talking to you the whole ride?
Dr. Do me a little. Wait, Eddie Murphy? Coming to America?
It was supposedly a kid-friendly, scary movie.
Oh, Haunted House! There you go. Haunted Mansion, sorry.
There Haunted it Mansion. Is.
There you go. I like that one.
Yeah, it was the Haunted Mansion.
It's so slow.
So Haunted Mansion is one of those early, really old attractions where it wasn't really about like the thrill. It's more about like the new technology that Disneyland was able to do. Like back then when they were able to do projections that made it look like there was actual ghosts there.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing, you know, because how were you supposed to do that before? You know, those are huge.
Grandpa?
I mean, have you watched that movie?
No.
Really? You should watch it. I think it's pretty good. And it like really reflects a lot of things that were in the ride. So if you know the ride pretty well, you'll probably recognize a lot of stuff in the movie.
I'd probably be better if I watched the movie.
I think it'd be fun. Honestly, it's a pretty, I mean, I haven't watched it in a long time, but as a kid, I enjoyed it a lot. Okay. And it's got Eddie Murphy in it. So it's kind of one of those where it's like the whole movie is almost based off of Eddie Murphy comedy, you know? So it's not really scary or anything.
Oh, okay.
All right. So there's one last one.
Okay.
So this one is a movie that you probably haven't heard of because I definitely have not heard of it. And it's from Frontierland.
Oh, no. I have the hiccups.
It is a movie that came out in 2002. Even though I haven't heard of it, maybe you might have, but
like in the theaters or like
this came out in 2002. Yeah, it was in the theaters, but it didn't do so well. Like it lost money for sure.
Frontierland?
Mm-hmm.
Can you name a ride there? I don't even know where Frontierland is.
All right. So I'll name all the rides in Frontierland. Oh, let's see. Okay. Is it even still there? It's not even there anymore, man.
Oh, what the hell?
All right. I'll name them and I'll include the one that's there. All right. There is the Pirate's Lair on Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh.
Fantasmic. Uh-huh. The Golden Horseshoe Stage.
Well, Fantasmic's not a ride.
Bear Jamboree. Mm. I'm just naming the ones from this map, all right? Okay. Don't shoot the messenger. Frontierland Shooting Exposition. Mark Twain Riverboat. Sailing Ship Columbia. And Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
I like that one.
One of them was a movie.
Oh. I thought Mark Twain Riverboat was in New Orleans Square, but I guess not. Isn't it right in front of the Pirates Caribbean? Why is it not?
Included? It is. But Frontierland's like on the other side of that bay. I guess they're calling it part of Frontierland.
Okay. I have no idea. The Shooting Expedition.
What's the movie off of it? Just a shooting movie?
Shooting.
I mean, technically, hey, I could see them. If Disney runs out of ideas, I could totally see them just make a Wild West shooting movie. Right? Like, that's so easy to create a script for, and they already have, like, this whole theme based off of it.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty easy to do. But you are wrong. The movie was Bear Jamboree. Jamboree.
Man. Yep.
So, the movie was called The Country Bears. Christopher Walken was in it, so I don't know if that means it's good or bad, but, you know, he was in it. But it did not do well. It had a budget of $35 million, and the box office made $18 million.
And I was not one of those.
Yeah, so it did not do well. So I only actually technically named six movies. The seventh movie that was based off of a Disney attraction was The Tower of Terror.
But that one's in California Adventure.
Exactly. So that's why I didn't really mention it, because it wasn't in Disneyland.
Oh, and they named it Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, they also changed that too. All right, so that was question number one, Clint.
What?
It looks like you what? You did that last time by asking me Scarlett Johansson every single movie and then kept on trying it out.
I answered like five questions, Jeremy. That's it. We're done.
You answered four, okay? Come on. Question number two. This one's a little bit obvious, and it's kind of a base off of the first question. Uh-huh. Which one of these movies, okay, off of the seven that I named, had the highest box office gross?
You named seven movies?
Yeah. You answered them.
I don't remember. Pirates of the Caribbean, man. There's like 20 movies. They got
exactly. You are correct. Do you know which Pirates of the Caribbean movie made the most money?
Three.
How many are there? There's five, I think.
Five. The fourth one. I know the fifth one wasn't that hot. The fourth one? The second one. The first. <There you go. laughs>
Come on. All right. Final answer, man. I already told you it's not the third one.
The fourth one.
Nope. It was the second one. It was Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
I was going to guess second, but I was like, I mean, if the second one's going to be so popular, the next one should be, but I guess not.
So not including inflation, it actually made over $1 billion.
Damn.
I think what happened was Pirates of the Caribbean 1 was really good, and everyone was like, ooh, we got to watch it again. Pirates of the Caribbean also really good, the second one. Yeah. So that one made a lot of money. So they had to definitely create it into a trilogy. The last one, I think if you watch it, it's kind of confusing because it's kind of like Avengers where they bring like so many different characters into one. But like, unlike Avengers, they didn't have all these like solo movies to really incorporate it into one thing. So it was kind of confusing.
I watched the first three. I haven't seen four or five. I was just like...
The first three are definitely the best.
I was like, more pirates? I'm done.
I actually didn't really like the fourth one. The fifth one was kind of nice. I didn't mind it too much. But the fourth one was kind of whatever to me.
Yeah. I just know they're making more, so I don't know what's going on.
All right, so let's go to our third question. Which one of these attractions almost became a movie? So I'm going to give you four options. And you're going to tell me which one of them almost became a movie and almost made the list of a movie that was based off an attraction.
Spider-Man the musical.
What attraction was it, man? What attraction was it?
They need a Spider-Man ride. Whatever.
Do they not have that? I guess you can't really do it. You know why? Because they don't have the rights to Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's why they can't own it. Spider-Man.
But I think there is Spider-Man in one of the rides now, right?
In the Avengers land, probably.
It's the Avengers campus, but I haven't been there because they just built it.
Yeah.
All right, the four options. Which one of these attractions almost became a movie? A, It's a Small World. B, Space Mountain. Ooh. C, Enchanted Tiki Room. Or D, Davy Crockett's Explorer Canoes.
Damn. Oh, damn. There's some really good candidates here.
All of these, I think, could be kind of cool movies.
Yeah. Honestly. I don't know about The Small World.
Maybe not that one, actually. Like, I think that one was one of those where it's like, oh, people when they were young or like people like in the back in the days in like the 70s, they're like, ooh, that was a cool ride. Nowadays, we're like, why are they even keeping this ride, man? Like, what's the purpose?
I go there to cool down because it's one of the coldest rides because like sometimes
because it's indoors.
Gets to, yeah. And there's water, you know. It's a small world. Oh, God.
It's not even fun for me, honestly.
Yeah, now it's just death. dang, I'm in between Space Mountain. I feel like that would be a cool movie. Or David, who? Crochet?
Davy Crockett. Have you never heard of David Crockett?
No, I've heard songs, but not him.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like one of those tall tale characters, you know?
I'm going to go with Space Mountain. I feel like
Space Mountain.
Yeah, like you go into space, zoom.
zoom.
It's a space adventure movie, and they call it. They're like, oh my god, we discovered there's mountains on the moon or something. I don't know.
It's the Space Mountain. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Space Mountain.
Well, you are raw.
I should have stuck with Davy, huh? God,
nope. Dang, it wasn't. What? It was A. It's a Small World.
Ew!
I mean, granted, why would I put it in this list if both agree it was such a trash option, right?
I don't know. Just to screw with me.
Yeah, so it was going to be a movie in 1977, but they never actually made it. So, which is back in the days when they were actually like, ooh, you know, it was kind of cool. Nowadays, people don't even like dolls, you know? Like, it's like scary because of like Chucky and Annabelle and stuff, you know? Yeah. But, I mean, Space Mountain, Tiki Room, Explorer Canoes, I think all those could be interesting movies, right?
Tiki Room's just whatever. What? It's just a bunch of parrots.
It could be a musical, you know? It could be the Enchanted Tiki Room musical. You know?
Like, in the Heights!
All right. We're going to go on a quick break. And once we come back, we're going to talk all about the Jungle Cruise.
Oh, what?
We'll be right back.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Hi there, I'm Kyle Sutton.
I'm Trisha Campbell.
And we're the hosts of My Drunk Movie Theater. Join us every week as we go through the silly things that we wind up getting up to at our jobs working at a local multiplex. We also talk about all the current events that are happening in the movie world that affect us and affect you as the viewers. Trisha?
We also get off topic quite a bit and we'll ramble, so there's that too.
Yeah, well, you know, alcohol does that to you. So hit the subscribe button. You can follow us, listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, almost anywhere that your podcasts are available.
And we are back with our Disneyland. I don't, what are we naming this episode?
I don't know. With our guest, Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Disneyland Theme Park Movies. This is our episode. We finished talking about the different movies that were based off of attractions, but we're going to focus on the reason why we're talking about it. The blockbuster hit. It's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and it's got his co-star. Do you know who's also in this?
Yes, the real Black Widow.
I don't know, man. She's too busy doing The Quiet Place. 1, 2, 3. It's Emily Blunt.
Oh, my God. Hello, Emily. Wait, why do I act like she's...
Hello. Oh, I'm okay. Emily Blunt.
Ooh, I love John Krasinski.
Okay, so we're going to do our question number 4. Now, you know that the Jungle Cruise stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt, but they weren't always going to be the stars of this show.
Oh, no.
Right?
Scarlett Johansson.
In 2011, there was a different Disney duo that was penned to star in this film.
Oh.
Now, a hint, this was a famous Disney duo. By famous, I mean that they actually did another Disney film prior to this.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, my question for you is, who was the Disney duo? To help you out, I'm going to give you, have 4 questions that you can ask me to get you a little closer to getting the right answer. Yes or no questions only.
It's a man and a woman?
No.
Oh, it's a man and a man?
Is that your second question? Is that what you're going to waste it on?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yes, it's 2 guys.
Okay.
Man, all right, you got 2 sexist. Questions left.
I went straight to man and not woman. I'm sorry, y'all.
I mean, granted, there's not that many female duos.
Dang, a famous man duo that has done a Disney Channel film prior to 2011. I don't even know what happened.
It's not a Disney Channel film, all right? It's a Disney
film. Did I say Disney Channel? It was my bad.
All right, you got 2 more questions.
Are they famous?
I'm going to say, as of today, one of them is definitely famous. The other one used to be really famous in the 90s.
90s?
Who the hell? That should help you a little bit.
No, I'm going back further and further.
Here, I'll even help you a little bit more. You still have 1 more question to ask, but this was a duo that was in a Pixar film.
Was that Pixar film they're all animated.
That's Pixar, man. There's no live action Pixar.
Oh, I guess I kind of know who, maybe.
Okay, if you're ready to guess, you can give it a guess.
Oh, wait. What's my...
You got 1 more question.
I got 1 more question, right?
Okay, we know it's 2 guys, and we know that it's Pixar. We also know that they were famous in the 90s.
Famous in the 90s. I think I got it. Right. I don't know what the other guy's name is, though.
Come on, man. All right, give it your guess.
Are they white?
No. Yes, they are both white.
Okay. Tom Hanks.
Oh,
and right. What is his name?
I'm gonna let you know. You are correct. It was gonna be Tom Hanks.
Okay.
And who voiced Buzz Lightyear?
Man? I know. I'm forgetting his name. Holy crap!
He was really big in the 90s. All right. He also did Santa Claus. right? He did the Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3. All right.
Bruce Allen, Jimmy Allen, Tim Allen.
There it is.
There you go.
It was Tom Hanks and Tim Allen.
Wow. That's
interesting. Right? Because I've never seen them act as like a live action
themselves.
Film. Together, right?
Yeah.
So I think that would have been kind of cool. Because I feel like, you know, both Tom Hanks and Tim Allen are funny guys. They could do action-y things, you know? So I think they could have been kind of interesting in Jungle Cruise. Granted, even this was 2011, so it's gonna be a while back. What would
the
movie
be even about? I don't like just going through the jungle. I don't.
What's the current Jungle Cruise even about? All right.
I don't know. I didn't see the trailer.
Well, good thing you didn't see the trailer, because we're gonna go straight into question number 5. Now,
wait, did they have a synopsis for this 2011 movie? Like, what happened? Why did they cancel it?
I think it just didn't come to fruition. I know that other companies wanted to make these films and stuff like that. And in the movie business, you get one person, and then if like over time, if it doesn't get produced and no one actually wants to take it on, it just kind of sits there. Yeah. You know, there's so many books and TV shows that are like, oh, we have a script that we want to create for it and we want to make it into a movie, but they just buy the rights to the book and it never actually turns out into a movie. So it happens a lot in this industry. But we're going to go to our 2021 movie.
Finally. Now,
the question is, because you haven't seen the trailer, and I watched the trailer once and I still don't really know what it's about. You know, all I know is that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's on a boat and Emily Blunt tries to like uses him as like a tour guide, I guess. So I'm guessing she has something that she wants to look for in the jungle or something. And the Jungle Cruise is basically, I guess it's kind of like, maybe it's kind of like Journey to the Center of the Earth. Did you ever watch that? Oh,
yeah.
You know how, like, for example, like they were going to the center of the earth, they needed a tour guide to kind of like help them there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. That's what I'm guessing. We're like, oh, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a tour guide. Emily Blunt and her brother, her younger brother in this movie, Jack Whitehall, they, I guess, enlist Dwayne to help them and do good stuff. Who knows? It's a Disney movie. We'll see if it's any good. It'll probably be fine.
Just looking for a quiet place, if you know.
The question is, Jack Whitehall. Actually, this has nothing to do with the trailer. Anyways.
What the hell?
Jack Whitehall. He plays the character of McGregor Hughton.
Conan McGregor.
Jack Whitehall plays the second ever openly gay character in a live action Disney film.
No. Okay.
All right. So my question to you, while this is the second openly gay character, who was the first openly gay character?
You said he's the first for a live action, right?
No, he's the second for a live action.
Second for a live
action. So I'm asking you, who was the first openly gay character in a live action Disney film?
Disney film.
So that narrows it down to only live action Disney movies.
I mean, I must have heard about this. This must have been a big deal.
Must have.
First one. Was this recent? Probably.
It's recent-ish. To narrow it down, it was after 2010.
Oh. Is he famous?
Yeah. You mean like the actor or like the character?
Is the character famous?
I mean, the character, I'll say the character is a supporting character. So it's not like the main character. But like, there's not really many main characters that you can think of that were gay.
Yeah, I don't know.
In fact, there aren't any. So,
no, the Mad Hatter. I don't know.
Just because. I'll let you know. Okay, I'll give you another hint because I'm really rooting for you for this episode, Clint. I'm trying to get you to get these answers right.
I'm liking this episode actually. I got a lot of hints for this one.
So this character was in a Disney remake.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like Disney's been making a lot of these live action remakes of the animated films?
Oh, yes. Oh, right. Josh Gad's character in Beauty and the Beast, the guy.
Ooh.
What's his name?
All right, let's see if you can get the name. Come on, man.
Freak. I was just, because I'm watching, you know, High School the Musical, the series, and they're also covering Beauty and the Beast. And they mentioned his name. Son of a whore. Oh man, what's his name? He's the one that can't spell Gaston. I don't. Oh my god, I can't. His name is not Bushu. Je m'appelle.
It is a French sounding name.
Oh my god,
I'm gonna call it there. I think he's out. It was
LeFou. So it is LeFou, right?
Yep. It's LeFou portrayed by Josh Gad. You are correct.
Okay. Yeah, I remember him saying something, but I didn't know that, like, in the movie, you don't really, mm-hmm. you can't really say, like, in a Beauty and the Beast movie, I'm gay.
I don't know if they actually said that he was gay. I forgot. But, uh-huh. like, you could tell that he was, the way Josh Gad portrayed him, he was, like, infatuated by Gaston.
Oh, like, he had a thing for Gaston.
Yeah. Mm. So that was kind of, like, the thing that was in the movie. Gaston.
Okay. I got to watch it again. Let me see his eyes.
Yeah. I'm kind of wanting to watch this again, too, because, like, I don't really remember much about the remake, let alone the animated one. I want to watch both of them, actually.
It's the same. Welcome. I'm this whatever. The Beast kidnapped me. Stockholm Syndrome. I love the Beast. Blah, blah, blah.
If the Beast is that good looking, man.
What? He's a bear.
Hey, he wasn't a bear afterwards, all right?
Oh, yeah, that's
true. And he rich as hell, all right? Was it Stockholm Syndrome or was she just a sugar?
Gold digger. a gold digger. Right? We'll never know.
That was... The Jungle Cruise coming out in July 30th on
that didn't have Disney nothing Plus to do premiere. With the Jungle Cruise.
Hey, it was the title of this episode is not Jungle Cruise, all
right? Okay, you're right.
The title is apparently Disneyland movie attraction or whatever it's called. I don't even know.
You had a good one. I forgot. Yeah.
I put Disneyland theme park movies, but it's a little long.
No, you had though. Disneyland movies. That was your...
Oh. Yeah. Look at that, fans. You guys are getting an inside scoop on how we name our episodes.
They're not going to hear this.
All right. Well, that was our episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Come on, Clint. Let's wrap it up.
I did enjoy it. That was good. I had fun. I wanted to learn more. Let's talk about what was the other movie that we... never mind. Let's I forgot already. That's Let's not a Disney movie. Sex, baby. Definitely not going to be on a Disney movie. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Know This Trivia. Please rate us 5 stars and review our podcast. It really helps us out. And if you have any suggestions for topics or comments about our podcast, please email us at thenowthispodcast@gmail.com.
Cover art by Amy Hoffman. Music by Karthik Kovacron. Edited and produced by Clint Valencia and Jeremy Mack. See you in 2 weeks.
Woo!